The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Ponvory reduces risk of worsening disability over placebo. Treatment with Ponvory, or ponesimod, significantly reduces the risk of worsening disability or new relapses for people with relapsing forms of multiple sclerosis compared with a placebo, according to a new analysis funded by the therapy's maker, Janssen. The study, Comparative Efficacy of Relapsing Multiple Sclerosis Therapies, Model-Based Meta-Analysis for Confirmed Disability Accumulation and Annualized Relapse Rate, was published in Multiple Sclerosis and Related Disorders. Ponvory is an oral disease-modifying treatment, or DMT, approved in the U.S. and Europe to treat relapsing types of MS. The medication works by modulating S1P receptors, which traps immune cells and lymph nodes, preventing them from getting into the nervous system and causing MS-driving inflammation. Approvals of Ponvory were based mainly on data from a Phase 3 clinical trial called Optimum, which compared it with Aubagio, or teriflunomide, an older approved oral DMT. Results showed Ponvory outperformed Aubagio at reducing relapse rates, but there was no significant difference in disability progression rates, which were generally low with both treatments. Since none of the participants in Optimum were given a placebo, results from the study could not directly assess how treatment with Ponvory would compare with no active treatment. Scientists at Janssen and its subsidiary, Actelion, conducted an analysis using a database of MS clinical trials compiled by the company Certara to address this gap. In the absence of head-to-head trial data, this analysis uses indirect comparisons to provide important insights regarding relative efficacy of Ponvory versus placebo, the scientists wrote. Having comparative data in the appropriate context could help MS prescribers when selecting an appropriate MS disease-modifying treatment, the researchers said. The researchers developed two statistical models, one that assessed annual relapse rate, or ARR, and another that assessed confirmed disability accumulation, or CDA, defined as worsening disability that lasted at least 3 months. The ARR model included data from 40 clinical trials, while the CDA model included data from 26 trials. Both models included data for more than 30,000 people with MS, covering 17 different medications, plus a placebo. Results from these models showed Ponvory significantly decreased relapse risk by 53% and reduced CDA by 39% compared with a placebo. In the CDA model, 14 of 17 therapies significantly reduced the risk of disability progression. The three exceptions were interferon beta-1b, sold as Betaseron, and Dextavia, glatiramer acetate, sold as Copaxone and generics, and Zeposia, ozanimod. The researchers noted that Zeposia, which like Ponvory, works by modulating S1P receptors, tended towards decreasing disability risk, but the difference did not quite reach statistical significance. The ARR model indicated that all 17 therapies included in the analysis significantly reduced relapse risk compared to a placebo. In both models, the relative benefit of treatments was generally more pronounced in patients who had not received any therapy before compared to those who had received other DMTs before starting a new treatment. In addition to the head-to-head comparative results versus Aubagio in the Optimum Phase 3 trial, the results of this analysis will help treating neurologists in conversation with their patients about selecting the most appropriate DMT, the researchers concluded. The team noted that, while their analysis attempted to make mathematical adjustments to account for differences between trials, these differences cannot be completely negated and remain a limitation of this type of analysis. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on May 26, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Through the Looking Glass, a column by Beth Ulla, published on June 1, 2022. Tipping the Scale, When Today's Choices Become Tomorrow's Consequences. Like watching a scale tip up and down, I'm constantly assessing how any choices I make could affect how I feel tomorrow, or even later today. Although my multiple sclerosis was as aggressive and unstable as a hurricane in my first few years with it, I found a baseline since starting Lemtrada treatment in 2018. Of course, I still have MS flare-ups, sometimes daily, sometimes less frequently. If I'm having a good day physically, my baseline involves using a scooter to go out or into town alone. It's strange now to need my wheelchair, but on bad days, you won't see me at all because I can't leave the house. My baseline for more invisible symptoms, such as sensory issues and fatigue, is less predictable. I usually have some level of numbness from my chest to my feet, but I'll experience sensations on a sliding scale between numbness and hypersensitivity. This may include feelings of burning, pins and needles, running water, and pain. Fatigue is another given. For instance, despite my best intentions and medication, I was unable to write this column when I sat down to do it yesterday. Sometimes there's a trigger, but not always. This time I can't identify one. A fatigue trigger could be something as elusive as a long, deep conversation with an old friend several days earlier, or an issue that's been causing me to overthink and worry. My physical baseline, however, often resets overnight. If I've done too much, such as vacuuming, cleaning, or anything that renders me unable to walk in the evening, I'll usually be back to my baseline by the next morning. But my tolerance for physical activities is low, and I don't get much warning before reaching my limit. When I don't see it coming, it's like the opposite of a jack-in-the-box. One minute I'm cooking, and the next I'm crumpled to my feet. My tolerance has definitely improved since MS stormed into my life and left me paralyzed. Now I rarely let myself reach that point of tipping the scale over. It's part of the reason my scooter has been revolutionary for me. I struggle when there's a lot of activity packed into a short time, such as when my husband and I visit family or friends or have people stay in our home. I often forget how tiring simply talking is. Coupled with the fact that I'm an introvert, I need my fair share of alone time to reset. Big gatherings are also difficult to navigate. I'll often be found seeking solace in a quiet corner rather than participating in the hubbub. I tend to go off alone for a bit of respite from gatherings. If I don't, I'll find myself teetering on the edge of sensory overload, and that's not a fun place to be. People often ask me why I attend parties, see friends, or go out when I know that it will have an impact on the following days. Simply put, if I didn't shoulder the consequences of these things, I'd never do anything or go anywhere, and that's a life I wouldn't want to live. To read more columns by Beth Ulla and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.